They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
A DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio! Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 6.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr, Fox confirms, has asked Australia's prime minister and law enforcement officials in Italy for help investigating the origins of the Russia election meddling probe.
An official tells Fox News the attorney general asked President Trump to make introductions to foreign leaders who could have information about potential misconduct by the U.S. intelligence community. Meanwhile, Democrats are calling for Barr to testify about the president's actions on Ukraine, claiming he and other top administration officials may have taken steps to conceal presidential misconduct.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. In Beijing, a military parade celebrating 70 years of communist rule. In China, more than 100,000 performers and soldiers marched with hundreds of tanks and military systems rolling by. The viewing areas were invitation only, with other people hanging out as close as they could get, watching the planes overhead and the parade on their smartphones. America's listening to Fox News.
This time of morning is when Bailey the Wonder Dog gets her chicken. Greg Budell, you prepare the chicken. How do you think it tastes?
It's finger-licking good!
Jay Scott, here's a piece of chicken Bailey didn't finish. Would you like the rest?
That's disgusting.
Emily Hayes, you look distracted. What's wrong?
I'm out of coffee!
Oh, no!
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what do you say to people who say you're spoiled? And Rich Thomas, what would you do if someone tried to take Bailey's chicken?
I'll slap somebody in the next week.
And I was just wondering, if Bailey could talk, what would she say at 5 minutes before the hour?
I can't wait. I'm gonna get some chicken.
That sounds about right. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm gonna get some chicken.
I think that's an indication that it's time to serve that 6 o'clock chicken. Welcome to Three Men and a Lady. Jay Scott with Random Facts joining us shortly. Emily Hayes back today. But I'm hearing word about changes in the weather. So let's start with Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
It's not very often that you hear me billboarding something, a change, 1 week out. But because we've been so hot, and because we've been so dry, and because the drought continues to worsen, yeah, we are. We're talking about changes early next week, if you can hang out for about another week. There is some nice stuff coming. Today, record high, day 7, high 98. We were 98 yesterday. We are going to blow away, and I mean pulverize, today's record of 95 from 1954. Still dry, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, upper 90s each day. Record highs each day, still dry. Saturday, high 94. That's a step in the right direction. Rain chances, I've got it at 15% on Saturday, but not zero. Sunday, we'll put widely scattered storms in the forecast with a high of 91. Why does 91 sound so good? And then a major pattern change. Cold front brings a band of showers and thunderstorms into the state Monday, moving across the state early Tuesday. Much cooler and pleasantly cool nights behind it. Watch my morning. You want to know how cool? You on a county you want to know?
Huh.
Check out my morning video this morning, and it's worth your time. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds at 72 at 6:05.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And our name for the 6 o'clock hour is Cindy Bishop. Cindy Bishop, you have 1 hour, well, actually 56 minutes from now to call 396-5477 and confirm your entry. Conform.
Conform to.
It's a contraction of confirm your. In the name game contest, and you could receive some serious spoilage from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Oh, man.
Like a relaxing one-hour massage once a month. For a year.
With aromatherapy.
With aromatherapy. So we will stimulate your sinuses. That's Cindy Bishop, 396-5477, local news at 6:05.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. A second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the National Organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School Board Chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Fox Tomorrow. Critics rave it's a smash. It's back.
Who is the masked singer?
You won't believe the celebrity we unmask next.
Oh, my God!
Then, yesterday, they were strangers. Today,
the miracle of DNA testing.
We're genetically connected.
Your sisters.
Our worlds have turned upside down.
But I'm going to be here for you.
The premiere of Almost Family, after The Masked Singer.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wake up! Wake up!
Not so fast! Not so fast!
Oh, why should today be different from any other day?
Because today is National Hair Day.
I'm going to get my hair done.
Get my hair did.
I get my hair cut every 2 days. After all, your hair is your head suit.
Look at your hair.
What about my hair?
What if I'm follically challenged?
I don't know.
Stay in bed.
No, the show must go on.
It is National Hair Day, and later on you'll find out about a new solution for back hair. But first...
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world.
Here is today's nominee.
Well, I need a little help here, guys, because sometimes the rocket scientist is somebody who does something really stupid and say, wow, what a rocket scientist. Somebody who will never get a job in Huntsville. And then we have somebody who does something that's kind of clever. So one of these will become a rocket scientist, and one will get assigned a Morning Maroon. Let's go with the knucklehead first.
Okay.
His name is Kyler Bourgeois. Oh,
that's a cool name.
Yeah. He was at Antelope Island State Park in Utah back in June when a bison charged at him, gored him, and trampled him. He had a collapsed lung, broken ribs, and other internal injuries, but he survived. This past Friday, he decided to go back to Antelope Island State Park with a date named Kaylee Davis. And while they were walking around, she was attacked by a bison.
Whoa!
She was actually trying to get out of the way some bikers when a bison charged at her and flipped her into the air. She wound up with a broken ankle, a huge cut on her leg where the bison gored her. She, too, survived. No word on whether they're going on another date.
Yikes.
So why not go back to the scene of the goring, you know, when you're on that special first date?
Isn't it romantic?
The clever one is a guy in Madison, Wisconsin. His name is Andrew Philbeck. He was getting ready to propose to his girlfriend, and her name is
Rachel.
He knew she was really close.
Her last name isn't Roy, is it?
No.
Rachel.
I don't know what her... Do I have her last name here?
I'm just curious.
Anyway, he called her sister. That would be...
Wow, I need a drink!
Yeah, I could use one now, too. I have finger palsy today.
Uh-oh.
Finger palsy.
You know what? I think this is God's way of saying, do something different.
Did you read ahead in the story, maybe?
So, I'll tell you what. We'll make this our good news story today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good news story, but it's also clever. And since I am temporarily incompetent...
I know about this story. I'm glad it's the good news story.
Oh, you're not temporarily incompetent.
It's permanent, isn't it? Give me the bad news. What else do we have today? Some news about... Did you ever shop at Forever 21?
No, I never heard of it until yesterday.
No.
I was in there once with Goose. It's a pretty popular mall store. It was apparently popular at one time. But that was a bunch of years ago, and they're going belly up.
Forever 21 is going bankrupt. We're asking people in the mall what they think.
No more Forever 21? Where am I going to shoplift?
Ugh, I haven't been to that store since middle school.
What's going to happen to all the kids that work in the sweatshops?
Great. Now I need a new place to find a $3 dress.
I used to go there to pick up chicks. Now I'm not allowed within 100 feet of that store or a school.
Forever 21? More like hashtag forever canceled.
You could commit murder in that store and still have to wait 10 minutes for an employee.
Ugh, I guess I'll just have to shoplift at Hot Topic.
And then we have another story that could also double as a good news story, but it appears that the kale craze is finally coming mercifully to an end.
Good. I'm glad. Our long national nightmare is almost over.
That's what the word is.
Okay.
Google searches for kale have been dropping. I think what happened is, this started back in 2014 when the kale craze peaked. In fact, at one time, didn't one of the fast food places make a kale shake?
Oh, my God.
I thought that was a joke, but is it real? Was it real?
I think it was. I remember that. And I generally don't remember things that didn't happen, even if I can't remember when they happened.
I'll Google it.
Or if it was actual news. Is that AC thing working, by the way?
I don't think it's on.
I mean, it's off. Looks like it's off.
Well, beat that thing.
You want me to call customer service?
Yeah. See if you can get somebody in, because it's really warm in here. And I've been standing over a hot griddle all morning.
There we go. I feel a breeze. Cat one.
Good. That should get the job done. 614 timeline for the first day of October coming up. We'll get back to kale a little bit later. But remember, even if you still like it, it's cost plus 10% at Food Outlet. Today is Tuesday, so it'll be last day for this week's specials, and we'll have those a little bit later in the show at 6:14. If you have a roofing issue, you want to deal with somebody reputable. And over almost eight decades, Jones Brothers has built up that reputation for integrity. In fact, on their website, jbroof.com, they're so committed to making sure they leave behind a satisfied customer, they actually show you photos of three roofings that they redid just to make sure the customer was 100% on board with the result. They also do other great things for your home. Replacement windows, doors. Jones Brothers can also screen in part of your home, give you some extra recreation space that's usable year-round, because a genius invented a roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky. So you don't have to worry about, we'll just close that down around the 1st of May, and we'll go back in there around November 1st to see if it's still usable. Usable year-round with just a fan. And you can also add ceiling fans and whatever else you need to make it a workable space. 1-800-264-8009. You can look up everything they do online at jbroof.com. We'll get our first traffic update of the morning and then come back with the timeline.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. All clear this morning. Traffic is slowly beginning to pick up, but so far no issues. Whatever route you take into Montgomery should be clear this morning. We'll take this opportunity to remind you to drive carefully and never, never text and drive. As much as we like to keep you informed, we hate to report accidents. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr, Fox confirms, has asked Australia's prime minister and law enforcement officials in Italy for help investigating the origins of the Russia election meddling probe.
An official tells Fox News the attorney general asked President Trump to make introductions to foreign leaders who could have information about potential misconduct by the U.S. intelligence community. Meanwhile, Democrats are calling for Barr to testify about the president's actions on Ukraine, claiming he and other top administration officials may have taken steps to conceal presidential misconduct.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. In Beijing, a military parade celebrating 70 years of communist rule. In China, more than 100,000 performers and soldiers marched with hundreds of tanks and military systems rolling by. The viewing areas were invitation only, with other people hanging out as close as they could get, watching the planes overhead and the parade on their smartphones. America's listening to Fox News.
CBS Tonight has all new action. First on a new NCIS, Ziva's returned.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Now find out why.
This cannot be what it looks like.
A new NCIS. Then on a new FBI, a kidnapping reveals a social media star's darkest secrets.
This stops right now.
A new FBI followed by a new NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
If you love pumpkin spice and love everything flavored with pumpkin spice, you're in for a treat. We've taken your regular pumpkin spice to the next level. Introducing pumpkin spice flavored pumpkin spice. That's right. No coffee, no M&Ms, no ice cream, no pancakes, no food or drink product whatsoever. We've just added more pumpkin spice to pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice, pumpkin spice. Available now in the pumpkin spice aisle for people too lazy to measure their own cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's October. The 10th month of the year is filled with much more to do than just Halloween. Did you know October is also Seafood Month, Caffeine Addiction Awareness Month, National Down Syndrome Month, Go on a Field Trip Month, National Gay and Lesbian History Month, Filipino American History Month, National Crime Prevention Month, Self-Promotion Month, National Depression Education and Awareness Month, Positive Attitude Month, National Roller Skating Month, National Dental Hygiene Month, Squirrel Awareness Month, and National Sarcastics Awareness Month? So, during the month of October, enjoy a shrimp cocktail with a six-pack of Mountain Dew. Take Corky to the park with Rosie O'Donnell, Manny Pacquiao, and McGruff the Crime Dog while yelling out, "Look at me! Look at me! I'm not sad! I'm going to have a great day!" Then skate over to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned, but watch out for the squirrels! Wow, I am so looking forward to October. No, really, I am. Welcome to October.
At at 6:19 with the timeline for October 1st. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
274th day of the year. There are 91 days remaining.
The piccolos right. are always so much fun.
I know. They really are. They're sweet.
And that way you know it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. There you go. On International Coffee Day, if I was downstairs right now... Today is National Homemade Cookies Day.
We will accept those.
You know, I wish I could do that, but it's probably pretty easy, huh?
Yeah. It's not super hard.
You could buy those
prepackaged
That's a homemade cookie.
Hey, look, if he gets it out of the container onto the cookie sheet
and then put it in the oven and then it's cooked.
Fake cookies.
You want to take the fake cookies?
Okay.
Fake cookies with real butter. Come on.
Oh, man. My mom's kitchen when she's baking. Oh, it was great. And then one more. National Walk Your Dog Day, Bailey. It's going to be a quick walk because it's going to be a hot day. On this date in 1888, National Geographic first published. Boys everywhere learned about anatomy after that.
Oh, goodness.
On this date in 18... That's right. On this date in 1890, the Weather Bureau is created. And then also on this date in 1970, the U.S. Weather Bureau became the National Weather Service. Also on that day in 1890, Yosemite was declared a national park by Congress. 111 years ago, 1908, Henry Ford introduces the Model T. The sticker price was $825. So it was doable.
I'll give you $810.
$810.
Not a dime over $810.
Well, to go to... check with Tip Tames. 87 years ago in 1932, with a count of two balls and two strikes, Babe Ruth called his next shot. He pointed to the center field bleachers at Wrigley. On the next pitch, he hit a home run over the very same bleachers to put the Yankees ahead of the Cubs in Game 3 of the World Series. Tomorrow in baseball history, you'll hear a soundbite of the shot heard around the world.
I went to Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, no. It's Bobby Thompson. 58 years ago, 1961, Roger Maris broke Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting his 61st home run of the season. The Babe hit 60 home runs in 1927. The Babe did it when there was 154 games back then?
154 game schedule, yes.
And then Roger Maris did it when there was 162. This is the night 57 years ago in 1962 that Johnny Carson made his first appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. He was introduced by Groucho Marx and listened to his first guests, Mel Brooks, Tony Bennett, Rudy Vallee, and Joan Crawford. I would say that's a pretty strong
show. That's pretty
epic.
And two of them are still around.
Yeah. Well, Tony Bennett. Gosh.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
They're both in their 90s.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We're about to lose some people here. Our song of the day is...
Don't look at me when you say that.
No, I did not. Our song of the day is a gigantic number two song from one of the biggest bands in the world, Wintertime 1966. Short intro, but worth our time. Mick and the Boys, Stones, here comes your 19th Nervous Breakdown on the timeline.
Hey, what kind of person you meet at certain dismal dull affairs. Sitting out of a crowd talking much too loud.
Greg would have just turned 14 years old when this was on the charts back then.
Well, your math is awful.
50 years ago today.
You were like 10 years
old. I was 10 years old, yeah. 50 years ago in 1969, Beatles released Abbey Road in the U.S., probably their most classic album. I never bought it on 8-track. However, I paid money on vinyl. I bought it again on cassette. And later on CD.
I have. It's 6:24, so we have time if you want.
Okay.
We can do it now or we can do it later.
What's that?
It's a later. That's
No, then.
When it's not now.
Slap me.
Walked right into it, man.
It's a 90-second montage, John, Paul, Ringo, and George talking about what a great album it was. And the interesting thing is they did not know this was going to be their last album when they made it.
Yes.
Do you like to hear this?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Come together.
I was sort of going through my hands like that.
You tended to think, well, if there's going to be a single, it would be John and me that would write it. And then suddenly George just came up with the song, you know, something in the way.
Something in the way she moves. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
I'd like to be under the sea. In an octopus's garden, in the shade.
The last section of Abbey Road, for me, one of the finest pieces we put together.
Boy, you're gonna carry that weight for a long time.
We didn't know, or I didn't know at the time, that it was the last Beatle record that we would make, but it kind of felt a bit like we were reaching the end of the line.
I think it was, in a way, the feeling that it might be our last. So let's just show them what we can do. Let's show each other what we can do, and let's try and have a good time doing it.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Keep that one. Mark it fab.
That piece at the end is the classic. I said I bought it on cassette. It's not true. My mom and dad gave it to me on my 14th birthday in 1969. 1970, Jimi Hendrix was buried at Greenwood Cemetery in Seattle. Among the mourners, Miles Davis, Eric Burdon, Johnny Winter, members of Derek and the Dominoes as well. 1971 on this date, 48 years ago, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando. And here's an amazing fact. Many of the people who attended are still in line. 11 years ago on this date, Epcot opened in 1982. Also on that date in 82, the first compact disc player developed jointly by Sony, Philips, and Polygram goes on sale. The cost was $625. I kid you not.
Good Lord.
I know. 44 years ago in 75, the Thriller in Manila. Muhammad Ali beats Joe Frazier in the Philippines for their third and final fight. U2 releases an album on this date. Yeah, it's unforgettable. It's The Unforgettable Fire, featuring a tribute to Martin Luther King in Pride in the Name of Love, 35 years ago. Any U2 fans in this room?
Jay.
Not anybody I know of.
No?
They're, from what I understand, they're overrated, and Bono won't shut up.
1987, earthquake rocks Southern California. In Whittier, California, kills 6 people, injures 100. The quake was largest in Southern California since 1971, but not nearly as damaging as the Northridge quake, which would devastate parts of Los Angeles 7 years later. 13 years ago, 2006, George Michael arrested and charged with drug possession after he was found in his second favorite position. Slumped over. slumped over the steering wheel of his car in London. Oh, now we have to shift gears to a really bad subject. Two years ago today, 2017, tragedy in Las Vegas. Gunmen opened fire. Country music festival crowd. 10 minutes from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. 58 killed. 800 injured. Mm-hmm. Worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Sorry to go from one of those to the other. Birthdays. Cheater Mark McGuire is 56. Randy Quaid is 69. Stephen Collins, who was the dad on Seventh Heaven, is 72. Rod Carew, Baseball Hall of Famer, is 74. Julie Andrews, an American treasure, she's 84. She was the original Mary Poppins, of course. President Jimmy Carter, now the oldest living president.
Right? Yeah, I think he's, 90?
95. He's 95 today. But so I think he is also the record for the oldest living president ever, right?
Yeah? I think so.
Yeah. Countdowns. Next birthday is 19 days away. Gosh, God help us. What do we get here?
I know.
Don't
this
give
is,
me anything.
It's tough.
30? I'm going to pull a Greg. Just say, you know
19
what?
Days.
Yeah, 19 days away.
Wait.
I thought it was 16.
I think it's 17.
Oh, it's 17 days. Why can't I count?
It's 17 days away.
It's on Friday the 18th.
It's Friday the 18th.
So just figure it out from
not,
there.
Not Friday the 13th, but Friday the 18th. Next birthday, again, and 30 days till Halloween, 33 days till the time change. Thanksgiving is in 58 days, and Christmas Eve is 84 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. A couple of things on Baumhauer's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will be going there. And we have something to celebrate tomorrow, and I can't remember what it is. But it'll be festive.
Okay.
It'll be festive.
Yeah. Maybe, LaDonna, if you're listening, we're supposed to celebrate something tomorrow night, but I can't remember. It's early. Baumhauer's now features some new, brand new bar menu items, starting with the Alabama, which is a crimson bramble. Auburn, that drink is called the Blue Tiger. And a UAB-themed cocktail, the Green Dragon. Or the Buffalo Mary, which is kicked up on the Bloody Mary with Dixie Black Pepper Vodka, Chipotle Salt Rim, and they actually put one of the buffalo wings on the edge of the glass.
That sounds great.
Cocktails like the Hibiscus Mint Palmer, Hibiscus Tea, and Hibiscus Mojito topped with edible candied hibiscus flowers.
Hmm.
Bon and V. Spiked seltzer on draft and featured in a new spiked seltzer cocktail. I'm going to put this on Facebook. This is their brand new starting lineup playbook at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We do hope you'll stop by anytime between 11 till 10, Monday through Sunday at on the Northern Bypass. And we're expecting word on what it is they're doing downtown. I don't have all the details on that yet. They're rebranding.
Changes.
Yeah, and repurposing that restaurant. All but. Right. It should be exciting, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
All right, hang with me. Record high again today. This is day 7, high 98. Will easily break the record of 95 from 1954. You were 2 years old when we had a record high in Montgomery.
You love that, don't you?
Still
you
dry.
Love it.
Tonight's low 72.
You know how long it takes to make those ham and egg and cheese sandwiches in the morning on that frickin' grill?
They go a lot. They go a lot faster if you spit at them.
I would check the bottom of your sandwich next time. I'm not saying that to anybody in particular.
Listen,
who may or may not have
listen,
dug the knife in a little bit too deep.
I was a year and a few weeks away from being born, so hang on. It's
no,
we're in the
funny.
Same.
I don't care.
Same neighborhood.
Okay.
We're in the same neighborhood, and it's an old rundown neighborhood.
If I don't react with the expected angst, then people will really be worried about me. Come on.
Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, upper 90s again each day, and record highs each day. Still dry. Saturday, high 94. Well, that's better. It's not good, but it's better. Rain chances 15%. I'll be at the booth at the fair from 12 to 2 Saturday.
I think I'm with you.
I'll be the one soaking wet. Sunday, high around 91. Widely scattered storms on Sunday. Major pattern change early next week. Cold front brings in a band of showers and thunderstorms Monday into the state, and then across the state by early Tuesday. Much cooler air and pleasantly cool nights behind it. Hang on, it's coming. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 72 at 634.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
October is Liver Awareness Month. I'm aware of it. I just don't like it.
Hey, there you go.
That's good.
There's the chef's revenge. I could tell you I'm making BLTs and get everybody on the same page with that appetite and then show up in the weather center with
liver
and onions.
Well,
oh, I'm sure we'd smell that the minute we walked in the door.
If that's all there was, in this left in this world, I would die of starvation.
Really? My mom, I ate everything mom made. Yeah. And I like the liver cooked well done, and she made the onions and the bacon, and that was pretty good.
Well, the onion part sounds good.
And I think I give credit for eating that on a regular basis to the fact that I have super liver. Given what my liver has had to deal with. I remember when we had the Liver Research Foundation in here for, they were doing a fundraiser.
Right.
And I offered to donate mine for research. Not while I was still living.
Right,
but, you know,
after you pick it.
I'll tell you.
The Smithsonian has dibs on it.
It's a very special liver. We are at 6:35. We're going to come back. Our TV topic is Halloween candy today.
Yes.
Well, there's something different. I just sent them a thing on candy today, too. I don't remember what I send them. I've got to get better at this whole talk
this
show.
This memory thing?
That. All of it, yes. Down to the traffic dungeon and Halloween candy coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Traffic picking up this morning, I-65 north and southbound into Montgomery. No accidents to report. I-85 clear Tallahassee all the way into downtown Montgomery. The 31's looking good. 231 and Highway 31 into Montgomery clear this morning. Be kind to your fellow drivers and drive carefully this morning. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Does the man in your life have a problem with back hair? Introducing the new Oh No Back Hair Removal System. The hair removal system that not only takes off unwanted hair, it creates a number of delightful patterns both you and your guy will love.
Hey, check it out, the Batman logo.
Cool!
Simply choose from one of our designer templates. Apply it to your guy's back. Then let the Oh No do the work.
Hold still or I'll never get your Darth Vader right.
I can't wait to see it.
No waxing, no pain, and every couple months, you can choose another fun design.
Okay, let me turn around. Ta-da!
Oh, gee, I had no idea you liked Hello Kitty that much.
The Oh No Back Hair Removal System. Available now at Bad, Back, and Beyond.
It's showtime.
Okay, we're almost to
Bad
TV
Back and
time
Beyond. That was good.
Yes. You know, there's some things in life, like I always wished I was 6 feet tall, but if it meant being a little bit less than that with no back hair, I'll take it.
Yeah,
well, personal volume.
I don't have that issue with back hair. They're talking food. We can hear them in cue in our ear, folks, and they're all talking about food here.
That's why this catchy music plays at this time, because we don't know exactly what time they're going to throw it to us.
Yeah.
But I have my show and tell prop ready.
Oh, I didn't know we could have props.
All right, so we're hearing Ryan reporting that he didn't have any trick-or-treaters last year.
I hope that we have trick-or-treaters this year in the new neighborhood.
I will have a bowl ready like I have the last couple of years, but I don't expect it.
You see a dog out in front of your house with a mask on pretending that she's a trick-or-treat.
Where's the chicken?
Chicken.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 13.
It's officially Halloween month, but the weather's not agreeing, but so there's no better time to start planning your candy bowl for trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, a new survey asked kids which Halloween candy they like the most. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were the winner by a big margin, and then Tootsie Rolls came in last. Other top picks include Snickers, Twix, Kit Kats, and M&M's.
Oh, these are chocolate. What about like some of the other
Skittles?
That's Twizzlers. What I want to see. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's hear from Brewed and Lady over News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Ryan, I heard you saying in the break that you didn't have any trick-or-treaters. I didn't have any trick-or-treaters in my house last year. Maybe that's a...
I kept my light off, so I'm glad
okay
I didn't.
All right, me and Julia will dress up this year.
That's
good. Come to my house because I'll be handing out keto fat bombs.
Oh boy!
At my front door.
Oh,
no, if I come
boy
to your house, I want eggs and bacon.
I like it.
They got the 5-star breakfast.
What's
this morning.
Fat bombs?
Well, these are designed to be, and they're pretty tasty. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times they come out with a diet candy that's just like it's dreck. You know. Spackle would taste better. Spackle does sound like
spackle
a candy name to me.
It does. Sounds friendly.
So chocolate covered spackle.
And I'm sure that those who watch us every morning at this time have watched me shrink into a normal size. I'm not as round as Ryan said I used to be. And so when I get those chocolate cravings, I can have one of these and satisfy that.
Oh, nice.
And they're not bad. They're like turtles. Would you like to see one?
Okay. This is show and tell.
Actually, this looks like something.
Yeah, right?
But it's not bad.
It's too early for candy.
Yeah.
It's never too early for candy.
I'm not a big candy guy. I mentioned to Ryan last hour that I like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the snack size. What's the fun size?
You cheat yourself.
No, in the freezer. I keep them in the freezer. And then the other one is the Hershey's.
I mean the tiny ones.
Yeah, Hershey's. The little Hershey's
The peanut butter cup is an addictive substance.
Oh, I know.
And I don't care. You know, you got the little snack size ones that you talk about.
Right.
Try and have just one.
What's bigger, snack size or fun size?
Snack size is bigger. Fun size is...
No, fun size is a peanut butter cup about this big.
No.
That's
fat size.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yesterday, we talked about a nationwide survey that revealed the most popular candies in all 57 states.
And what do you think Alabama was?
What do you think our favorite candy in the state was?
I knew it was Milk Duds.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Milk Duds.
Yeah, Milk Duds here, Mississippi, and both Carolinas.
Yeah.
Milk Duds.
I have never had anybody come up to me and say, hey, I got an extra Milk Dud. How about a nice Hawaiian Punch?
I love Milk Duds.
Sure.
Because they're eating all of them, apparently.
Yeah,
they don't want to give them away.
But I will say that I don't buy them. I do look forward to them in the candy, like in Halloween, but you only get like three in a little bitty box.
Yeah.
Well, what are you still downside? A trick-or-treater?
Oh, yeah.
I dress up as an adult on Halloween.
It's if I were to put out, like, buy candy to put out, it probably wouldn't make it to the front door because I would just pick out all the things that I want. And the kids
best line ever, Andrew.
Tootsie Rolls, things I don't want.
My parents would get mad at me when it would be Halloween because as they'd be passing up candy, they'd be finding empty wrappers.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me one bit.
I go back to the Paleozoic era of trick-or-treating. And back then, a lot of people made stuff for kids. Of course, nobody worried about it then.
Popcorn balls, right.
Throw those away.
A glued-together round handful of popcorn with a glaze on the inside.
I know, come on.
I'm not sure what that glaze was.
That sounds more like a trick.
Yeah.
Treat.
No, they were.
There was this one lady back home. You got to her house early because that was the destination to get the popcorn ball.
I had a neighbor that used to just give out the regular size candy bars.
Oh.
Well, one year I took a big box of CDs home from the radio station. I gave those out, and that became a. Word gets around. The kids trick or treat as a network, so they find out where the good stuff is.
Yeah, you guys.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, what about the caramel apples, because I would be paranoid that there was they used to put razor blades. People would put razor blades.
I think that's an urban legend, but in South Florida, I don't know if they did it here, but in South Florida they still offer.
Tell me that too.
Yeah,
they still offer free X-rays of Halloween candy at
that's good
hospitals.
Well, that's really good. I like that.
Just to make sure that razor blade is not in there.
All right. So there you go, folks.
I've never gotten that for Halloween, but that's one of my fall favorite foods.
A razor blade?
Good thing it's fair season, so.
Yeah, exactly.
That is all the time we got this morning. We will see you guys tomorrow morning.
We'll look forward to it.
Andrew, guys, you want to hear more from 3
Andrew was red hot this morning.
News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Well, now that I have this fat bomb out, I suppose I should eat it, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, what's it good for? It's just sitting there.
Is it chocolate?
Yeah, it's kind of a dark chocolate, and it is a gooey substance in the middle with nuts.
I got you.
It's just that the goo in the middle seems a little tauter than your typical caramel. And it breaks when you drop it on the counter. I better watch out before the candy police, the food police here at Blue Water check in. Let's get to the cheap and trashy at 6:46.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, they got married for the second time. They both seem too young to have been married once, and that's Justin Bieber and...
Why?
Yeah.
Again, and it hasn't been that long.
No.
It's not like the 10th anniversary.
Well, I was just too lazy.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Did they elope and then have a ceremony for family? Is that...
Oh, I don't know.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I heard they made them all watch The Notebook before they got married.
Really?
Well,
yeah, that's
I guess
that's tough.
I don't care how rich
they have their stars. They have an obligation to be idiosyncratic. I am too lazy to go look up the details of the wedding. So, how about if Menthol Meredith offers her commentary?
My girl.
Well, looks like that Justin Bieber kid got hitched to some trollop that looks just like Alec Baldwin. And I'd like to give him some advice. Heck, I've been married and divorced more times than most people have been to the dentist. So I know a thing or two about marriage. First rule, don't go to bed angry. If you go to bed angry, you're a hell of a lot more likely to try to suffocate your husband while he sleeps. And take it from me, it's a pretty dang hard to make it to your weekly bingo meeting when you're serving 25 to life for attempted murder. Second rule, don't be afraid to say I was wrong. Unless you wasn't wrong. And if you wasn't wrong, wait to take it up with him during Monday Night Football when he'll say anything you want just to get you to shut up so he can watch the game in peace. That's it. I could go on and on and on, but maybe my marriage advice ain't so great anyhow. After all, I'm the one that just bought a bunch of scratch-offs hoping to be able to afford a divorce.
How about something really really juicy here? We have a list of celebrities naming their worst on-screen kiss.
Oh.
This is dishing some serious dirt.
Oh, God. That hot key.
You know who Miles Teller and Shailene Woodley are?
No.
Good. Miles, I know.
Shailene Woodley, I know.
I don't know about the other one.
Oh, it's Shailene.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had the accent on the wrong syllable. He says, this is from the movie The Spectacular. Now we all remember what an outrageous hit that was.
Mm-hmm.
He says, before our first kissing scene, Shailene...
Why are you looking at me like I've done something wrong?
Nothing.
He's looking to see if he got it right.
Yeah.
Did he get the name right?
That's how I've heard it pronounced all the time.
He's just checking with you. That's so what he's
sensitive.
Doing.
I am sensitive.
You really are.
He says before the first kissing scene, she took Chinese dirt supplements and shoved them in her mouth. It's like a dirt pouch and it smells like poop.
Why?
I don't know. This is just a list.
Take that?
Morena Baccarin. That sounds like something you'd take, like Doane's pills.
or a coffee supplement, Baccarin?
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. She says, kissing him in that mask is like kissing a latex item.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I see. All
right.
I see.
It just smells like rubber the entire time. So while we look at this on a big movie screen, wow, how glamorous, how cool, she's smelling rubber. Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson in Water for Elephants. Pattinson had a bad cold, and Reese says it wasn't appealing, it wasn't pleasant. Rob himself once admitted, my nose is running all over the place. I was wiping it on her wig. Tobey Maguire, the infamous upside-down kiss with Kirsten Dunst. I saw that. He says, I had rainwater running up my nose. Then when Kirsten rolled back the wet mask, she cut off the air completely. Liam Hemsworth, Jennifer Lawrence in The Hunger Games. He said, if we had a kissing scene, she would make a point of eating garlic or tuna or something that was disgusting. Thandel Newton. Thandi Newton, a memorable actress. Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2 says, it was slightly icky and sort of wet.
Slightly icky.
Helen Mirren, Harrison Ford in The Mosquito Coast. She says, the nicest, sweetest guy you could want to meet, but he can't kiss. He finds it impossible to kiss on screen. How about that?
Interesting.
And Kirsten Dunst back with Brad Pitt in Interview with the Vampire, mainly because she was only 11. Everyone at the time was like, you're so lucky you kissed Brad Pitt, but I thought it was disgusting. It was icky. Jay, would you like to know why John Cena has never taken a vacation?
Sure, tell me.
He said, I don't know how to tell you this, but I play fight with people for a living. That shouldn't be a job, so I really enjoy it, and I love what I do, and I just know that it's going to end at some point, so I want to enjoy it as long as I can.
Got a pretty good point there.
I did not see this video, but Raiders linebacker Von Tazzi, where does that name come from? Like a Scrabble game? You get those letters and hey, how about Ventazzi? That's a 50-point word, isn't it?
Triple word score.
He'd been suspended by the NFL for the rest of the season after a vicious head-to-head hit.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then he walked away laughing about it, and he's suspended without pay for sure. Man, I'll tell you.
It's a violent game.
Right.
I don't know that things like this should not be expected. Stranger season coming back for a fourth season, but they're not in Hawkins anymore. What does that mean?
Stranger Things, yeah.
Yes, Stranger Things.
I don't know what that means.
But yet. The trailer is on YouTube.
Yeah. It is, and I saw it, and it's not very, you know, it's just a title. That's it.
Okay.
Well, is that the teaser trailer that I saw?
I'm sure, just with the title of Stranger Things 4 on it.
It has the clock chiming.
Did you see the war trailer he sent yesterday for 1917?
No, I only sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
It was, ooh, well, because you were sleeping.
Left out of the text loop. That's now right. You know how it feels.
And I didn't think that you would care because all it was a behind-the-scenes thing, and it just talked about how they're trying to make it one continuous shot. It's set during World War I, and it's apparently one single take from beginning to end. They never cut.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. So I actually saw the trailer. I didn't click on yours on the phone.
Oh.
I went, and so I've actually seen the trailer
of
the movie.
You should go watch that little snippet there about how they did that.
Interesting.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, Greg, while I was convalescing yesterday, I watched The Day Hitler Died on the Smithsonian Channel.
Oh, that's always uplifting.
Wow. Wow. I mean, my respect for you has always been there, but now it's golden. It's platinum respect, not just regular respect.
I lay there in a stupor, and I thought, I must tell Greg. I watched the Smithsonian Channel.
Let's watch something uplifting. How about Hitler dying?
Well, that did make a lot of
people. I mean, it's pretty good.
At 654, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, what an amazing company that does amazing things. In fact, it's literally a house of invention, because when people suffer a mobility loss, everything has to require a customized approach to restoring choices to the people that have been affected. And so there is no one-size-fits-all. Everything has to be done for the individual, and they're really great at what they do. They will direct your attention away from their wall full of awards for their contributions to restoring choices and mobility to people. But that is what their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is designed to do. And that they work with everybody from wounded heroes returning from the service to people who have had the misfortune of being in the wrong intersection at the wrong time, drunk driver, all kinds of terrible things. We don't like to think about it, but they're the best teammate you can have in getting your life back to normal when something does happen. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Traffic at 655.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update this morning. People are streaming onto the roadways, but we are still all clear this morning. We have no issues to report right now anywhere in traffic. Doing a good job out there this morning. But now, don't forget, the school zones are going to be opening up in just a bit. In some of the residential neighborhoods in Montgomery, kids walk to school. Make sure you watch out for them on your way out this morning. Reinhart Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhart to apply, 676-3862. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When a car is hurt in a wreck, we sure know where to take it, don't we, Rick?
And that would be MPB. It stands for Montgomery Paint and Body. They've been in business, for a couple of years. 35 years, about. And I've been going there for about 30 years. Well, actually more than 30 years since they were at their old location just off the Northeastern Bypass. Right now, they're off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. How can a business like a paint and body business be around for that many years? Well, when you're doing things right, and they have been doing things right. As a matter of fact, they are straight shooters. There's an easy way you could probably pocket a few dollars if you didn't fix something behind the bumper, you know, or whatever, and maybe pocket those. They don't do that. They're very very meticulous at Montgomery Paint and Body, and I'm talking about Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body. I've taken several vehicles there with several different mishaps varying in degree, and I'm always amazed at the finished product when you get your car back, plus the fact that it's also detailed. And they work well with the insurance company. In fact, every time I've ever told the insurance guy where I'm taking my car is bravo. Yeah, you're doing it right. You're doing it the right way. Absolutely. So give them a call, 27-WRECK with a W. That's easy to remember, and especially if you're in an accident. You know, your mind is a little frazzled. 27-WRECK with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body is the business that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
And just in time.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We have another Rich with a report of a wreck.
Hey.
Rich. Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
How's everybody today?
Yeah, good.
Great. 85 northbound, just getting on the interchange, is backed up a little bit in the left-hand lane. There's two cars. It looks like they've cleared it up for the most part, but traffic is slow.
85 northbound where?
Just past Court Street.
Just past Court. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, I appreciate the update. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Have a good one.
All right. If you drive by and tell them to take their car to MPB. 658 Fox News and 2.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees we have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect.